Hey, Alex here. I'm glad to have you back. This has been a crazy, volatile last few weeks, hasn't it? I mean, it seems like every day we're going up 1% and down 1%. And I don't know if I'm getting caught up in all this craziness, but I broke a very important rule today, or yesterday. I revenge traded. Here's the thing. I've been trading a lot lately. Like, a lot. This in itself is a problem. Putting on so many trades in a short amount of time. And as I look back at some of the older plays that I've taken and where I'm at now, I could have been doing far better if I had taken way less trades and just let those plays run for a longer period of time. Being bearish on the whole market from a technical perspective, I had a few short positions opened by way of puts, namely in Target, Microsoft, some of those bigger companies, and on numerous companies outside of those two, and I've been short of the overall market as well. However, I sold them just weeks before we started our decline. And that leads me into a discussion about just mentality, particularly trusting that you know what you're doing. Had I just trusted that I was on the right path, I would have made a lot of money in the month of September, going into the month of October. But for the last few weeks, not counting the week that we're currently in, I've been trading scared, not wanting to lose money and always trying to overanalyze. But, you know, what do? We find the problem, analyze it, and then destroy it. And so far this week, my trades have been able to get me out of a hole that I've been digging for the last month. Right, in just this 1 week. Now, the important part of the story, the investing rule that I broke goes along with everything I've been saying today, right? Confidence, fearlessness, and trusting. I identified resistance above the S&P 500, right, the SPY, yesterday after we gapped up at the open. And to take advantage of the rise in premium, which is just the rise in cost of the options contracts for the S&P 500, to take advantage of that rise in premium, I decided to sell a call credit spread instead of buying a put, right? Basically, I'm selling somebody on the idea, right, that the stock market is going to go up, right? If it goes up, they win. If it doesn't go up, right, if it goes sideways or it goes down, I win, right? I'm selling them the opportunity to buy the S&P 500 from me at a higher price because I don't think it's going to get there, right? So I could have bought a put, which just simply says I'm buying the right to sell somebody else the S&P 500 at this price because I know it's going to go down. But I'd rather do the credit spread because it was safer. I can go much further out and I don't need the stock market to come down. I just need to not go up very high, right? I'd rather take the call credit spread because it's a little bit safer. Now, either way, I mean, both of them would have supported my idea, right? The stock market isn't going to go higher right now, right? In the short term. Long story short, I put the trade on thinking it was a credit spread, right? I was going to collect the money because I'm selling this person I'm selling this person the call way out, and I was going to collect that money up front. And when the S&P 500 found resistance at 441 and turned down, I thought my trade was doing super well, like really good, and I was happy about it. And then I went to look at my account, and I come to find out that I put on a credit spread instead of a debit. I put on a debit spread instead of a credit spread. And what that means is instead of selling somebody on this idea that the stock market's going to go up, which I think is going to go down, I instead bought that idea, right? Instead of selling it, I bought it. So I had owned contracts that basically said, I think the stock market's going to go up, which is a complete opposite of what I actually thought was going to happen. Now, I actually ran into another issue once I found this out, because I went to close the trade immediately, right? That's not what I wanted to put on, so I went to close it, and it turns out that I had already done 3 day trades in the last 5 days. So I have to hold on to that debit spread in my account. Now it's losing, right? Now it's red, and I don't have any position that are exposing me to the short side, right? To the market coming down, which is what I really believe is going to happen. So you can guess what I did next. I broke a rule, the time-tested rule against revenge trading. Now, revenge trading is when you do poorly on a trade And your way of getting back at the market is to put on another trade immediately, either in the same direction, with more time, right, defiant of what's happening, or in the complete opposite direction. Now, after realizing I was inadvertently in a position, contrary to my idea, I was stuck in it, which made it worse, I decided to buy a put, right, which was one of my original options, right? I was supposed to either do a put or a credit spread. I tried the credit spread. I put the order in wrong, so I decided to go and now buy a put. And I just wanted to really just back my belief, right? Back my belief with a trade, because I had been avoiding trading with conviction the last few weeks. I wanted to stick to my guns this week, right? Which I've been doing really well. And, you know, I think my case might be a little bit different, right? If you're listening to it, because technically I wasn't wrong, right? The market didn't do anything to me. I didn't put on a trade and then the market went against my trade and then I decided to go back and make another trade immediately. I just put my order in wrong, right? So when I went and grabbed the put, it wasn't so much a revenge trade, maybe. It was more out of conviction that I put that trade on and not malice, right? And so far, the put play is working as planned, right? And I'm going to exit both of the positions, both the put and the debit spread tomorrow. The debit spread is definitely a loss, right? Because right now the futures are down from where I bought the credit spread, and I don't believe it's going to go up. I have a 445 on the spot. I don't think it's going to go up. So that's going to be a loss. That money is gone. I can't get that back. But the put, we'll see what happens in the morning. If the market keeps coming down at the open, then that put play will erase the losses from me putting in my order incorrectly with that debit spread. Here's the bottom line, and here's something I'm realizing, and I've always known this. I wouldn't even say I'm realizing it. I need to stop trading so much, right? So once I'm in a home run play, right? Right now my short term trades are doing really well. Once I hit a play that is a home run and I have a good amount of time with it, I'll make sure to remember that my Market Adventures family said to let my winners run and to leave my emotions at the door. Right? So that's it for today. Go answer today's question on the Spotify mobile app. Have you ever put on a trade out of emotions, be it fear of loss, fear of missing out, just being angry, right? Make feeling like the market did something to you. You know, maybe one of your friends made money on, you know, AMC or made money on Shiba, whatever the hell that coin is called, and then you decide to put your money into it just because, you know, you why should this person make money and you're not making money? Like, whatever the emotion is. I mean, we all trade out of emotions at some point. I look forward to hearing your responses, though. So make sure to go answer that question right now. And also, don't forget to share this show with your friends on social media. Thanks for listening to the Market Adventures Podcast. It's been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.